Conclusion. Here I am in my fifth year of business, having been open to take on board as much wisdom and insight as has been given to me. I have invested physically, mentally, and spiritually with both time and money in those who've gone before me to pull together the best of the best and bring you my best. I am living my best life every day. The book has been a way for me to share some of the keys to the life of a complete peace, joy, love, patience, rest, kindness, gentleness, goodness, and faithfulness, and even some self-control. I have been blessed with a highly successful coaching business where I get to see those I have the honor of working with through an inspiring perspective. I get to see their potential and possibilities and their awesomeness. They walk away with hope and a future, not their problems, circumstances, or situations. As you can see from this book, my life has not been a box of fluffies with everything going the way I expected or being easy. Easy is a myth. I always wanted my life to be easy, peaceful, and without contention or conflict. The reality is my life is simple and straightforward, without stress and anxiety, without worry, guilt, or shame. I am completely free to be the woman I was created to be. I pray some of this has been passed on to you, as you have read through these pages and engaged with the call to adventures at the end of each chapter. I have had many powerful men and women speak over me. Steve Carney has spoken over me at our end-of-year leaders' get-togethers for the last 3 years, giving me confirmation and clear direction for the following year. In the first year, I was encouraged to build a miracle room, and in it, God would perform miracles. Anati designed it, and Kevin and I redecorated it. I have witnessed miracle after miracle in this space, with people's dream big lists coming to pass. Here are a few highlights. One lady wanted her own home, respect from her team, and connection with her family. She had a house bought for her, had a trip to Rarotonga with her family paid for in full, and the CEO has recognized her for her work. Another client said he felt like he had had open heart surgery. All the worries and years of lies lifted off him in one session. One young boy, having had voices in his head since taking a party drug once, said it was the first time his head had been clear in 9 months. He is now off all the pre-prescribed medication and completely free of unhelpful voices. Another amazing young man came to see me because he couldn't get on top of his role at work, only to find out that he was drinking heavily and engaging with different ladies on the weekends, leaving him empty and lonely. Everything he wrote down on his vision, his hope for the future, has come to pass. He stopped drinking. He found an amazing lady who he is now married, and he's got his residency and runs his own contracting business. Numerous clients have been set free from anxiety, worry, shame, guilt, stress, fear, failure, and not being good enough. Each one of them is living their vision, their hope for their future. The Miracle Room is where the impossible has become possible. Inspiring Perspectives was born, and this book was written. Hundreds of people have been set free from limiting beliefs and the lies of the past so they can live their lives knowing their true why, identity, and purpose. Every day, I think I'm living my best life, that it couldn't get better than this, and then it does. I love the journey of discovery and venture we call life. I love passing the goodness, grace, blessing, and favor onto others. I am so grateful to God for His word, where He says that He will bless us generation after generation, and He will answer your prayers. I pray for my children, and I see the grace and favor upon their lives. Martha is now in her second year at university, working on a horse livery yard, and realizing a dream that she's had in her heart since primary school, as well as completing her third Future Black Sticks camp. Arthur is now living his dream that he had way back in kindergarten. He had played with tractors and diggers and always wanted to be a farmer. He is in the stunning South Island with his beautiful girlfriend of 5 years and 7 dogs, a new ute with a handcrafted personalised working dog box for them all to travel in, living his best life. Jasper is having a blast too, carving his path. He is living in Australia with his wife and his 2 beautiful boys, studying English and history with the intention of becoming a teacher, a pathway he is genuinely gifted for. Kev loves the work he does with young people who struggle in life and at school. He works for a company called Innovate, which has homes for children who need full-time care and support. He does all the fun outdoor stuff with them and others in the community who find conforming to the patterns of this world tough. He too speaks into their possibilities, encouraging and empowering them to become wonderful people that they are uniquely designed to be. Love, peace, kindness, gentleness, patience, joy, and self-control all being caught rather than taught, helping them to turn their upside-down worlds the right way up. If this book has spoken into your heart or has made you change the way you see the world, please buy a friend a copy and pass the love on. If you'd like to go deeper or want more information on any of the topics covered in this book, please get in touch. www.inspiringperspectives.co.nz/contact. I believe it is time for us to be who we were born to be, to stop being told what to do or think by the news and those with small, fixed minds around us, all of which bring us down. I believe it's time to listen to the good news. I believe there is no better wisdom than in the book of Proverbs on how to live a fulfilling life. And I love the book of John, which shows me how. All part of the good news in the Bible. I believe it is time to tune into and listen to the uplifting voice within that is present in our hearts, mind, and body, so we can be filled with joy, peace, and love in all circumstances. The shift for me has taken me to places of awesomeness I never thought I would go. It's time to be experts in our own lives and to be a positive influence in the space we live with those we love rather than being the experts in everyone else's lives and average in our own. I encourage you to carve your own path and have fun creating the life you are uniquely designed to be brilliant at. It's time to dig into all the treasures that are buried inside of you, to turn them over and let them shine. I believe each one of us is uniquely designed to be brilliant, to do something that no one else can do. What is it you're called to do? What piece of the puzzle in life are you? Which wonderful people are you meant to connect with and fit together with? This incredible journey of discovery has taken me on an adventure. 1, to find my faith. 2, to focus on my family. And 3, to be financially free. If you want to find out more about the Great Exchange or how you can make the rest of your life the best of your life, then connect with us at www.inspiringperspectives.co.nz or find us on your favourite media channel with the details below. We hang out in some crazy spaces, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Radio Hawke's Bay. They're all there. And abundant blessings to each one of you. I love you, and so does God. So I declare love, insight, and wisdom, thanks and praise, will ignite the fire within, giving you the keys to transform your life, which is gold.